Welcome back to Tip TV Finance, where we are joined by Simon Weissenberg, who is CEO of K1T Capital. He's got a lap of honour after I saw your October results, which we will see presumably in a minute or two. But you got a couple of recommendations. So, well, no, it's not. How do you class them? Recommendations?
So they're buy and sell signals which are generated by our algorithm.
So it's really what you're doing,
our strategy works purely on the basis of the algorithm signals. And we've just highlighted a couple here today. I guess we'll do a short recap on the signals I provided last time.
Excellent. I'm dying to find out what happened to Amazon. All right, let's go on to this. So you have your sell signals in junk bonds. That's from the 10th of October.
Indeed, yes. Yeah. So in the top left of the screen is a screen grab from the last presentation we made here on the 10th of October, and the title was Sell Signals in Junk Bonds and Amazon. JNK is a US listed stock which tracks the value of a basket of junk bonds, which are low credit rated corporate bonds, and our algo generated a strong sell signal just as JNK made a new all-time high. In addition, Amazon generated a very long-term sell signal. We positioned ourselves short of both these stocks, and largely as a result of this, we had an excellent October for the K1T strategy. We made a profit of 2.56% in October, and that took us to 21.3% positive for our first 4 months of our trading year. You can see that in the top right. The charts at the bottom of the slide show how JNK and Amazon fell sharply as we predicted. We had a sell signal at 847, and indeed the peak was 847 spot 20. So very.
I'm not saying I didn't believe you, but good luck to him on that.
And I think we saw it go down to the 750 level. So it really did.
So it really did pop. I mean, it really did. It wasn't just like a wishy-washy thing. It actually snapped.
Absolutely, it was a steep decline. And the same applied to J&K. So we did well on those. So as I mentioned, the table in the top right hand shows our performance since the fund launched in 2015. You can see we delivered 24.25% in our first year of trading, and we've well outperformed our benchmark, the S&P 500, over the same period, which in fact was actually negative in our first year of trading and is now only up 1.3% when compared with our first 4 months of trade.
Just a quick question, which is maybe difficult to answer, but since QE, I mean, the hedge funds have been bemoaning the way that the markets have been, you know, the sort of fiddled, and they're not the same as they used to be. There isn't the volatility there, so therefore they go out of business. Is that just a lame excuse, or is that something which is real?
I think that's a lame excuse. I think volatility is useful if you're a hedge fund and you're a long-short equity fund. So you're going to benefit from volatility. And we had a period of very low volatility really in the first half of this year, or until September of this year. However, volatility has increased dramatically since the sharp decline we had in September of this year.
Let's move along to the main thing here. So Domino's Pizza, a company close to my heart.
Indeed. Okay, so we've been keeping an eye on stocks that have been making new all-time highs in the last few weeks, and Domino's has continued to push higher despite the Nasdaq and the S&P 500 topping in October. Domino's has now generated a very long-term sell signal, and we've positioned short, looking for roughly a 10% decline in the coming months. So another big signal and steep decline. So a bit of background to this. So some of your viewers may be aware that there is, in fact, a lot of hype surrounding Domino's, which has seen sales grow for 22 consecutive quarters. And analysts have attributed this growth to the easy use of the online ordering app. So the market has effectively upgraded Domino's to a tech stock from a restaurant stock at precisely a time when we have a long-term sell signal in the tech sector, which we did mention last time we were on. So we're looking, as I just mentioned, for a 10% decline over the coming weeks. So that's our sell signal. And if you move on to the final slide, this is our buy signal. So this slide shows the buy signal in the US listed stock PHI. The stock is an American depository receipt for the Philippine listed stock called Philippine Long Distance Telecom Company, which is actually an enormous and well-established company in the Philippines. Interestingly, as well as the buy signal on the stock, there is also a supporting buy signal on the main Philippine stock index. So our strategy has, in fact, we've placed ourselves long of the stock, and we're looking for a 10 to 20% up move over the coming weeks. As an alternative, your viewers might like to just trade PH, which would be the buy, would be the US listed ETF EPHE. So that's the ETF that tracks the Philippine equity market.
Right. So just as a trader, well, signal of the day or trade of the day, what would you be focusing on?
We'd say definitely sell Domino's Pizza DPZ and buy PHI, the Philippines telecom stock.
Simon Weissenberg, CEO at K1T Capital, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break.